In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Those of you who know me for a while know that I really don't like the term sacrament of reconciliation. And there's a couple of reasons for it. First of all is very few people know what you mean when you use it. They say, what is that? I say, confession. Oh, confession, okay. Then why not just call it confession? Everyone knows what you're talking about. Secondly, I have a deep and abiding dislike of jargon that I acquired during my time in the Air Force Reserves. You know, anything at all about the military, they have lots of jargon and acronyms. And I'm convinced that somewhere out there, there's a four-star general who is a four-star general only because he came up with more acronyms than anyone else. Those of you who work for the government know exactly what I'm talking about. And there's also the fact that, you know, when I think of reconciliation, what I think of balancing my checkbook. So since when did balancing your checkbook become a sacrament? And lastly, and most importantly of all, is a theological point. Reconciliation means bringing two things that were separated back together. And so it is only the sacrament of reconciliation when you are in a state of mortal sin. Otherwise, it's a sacrament of penance. So you could call it the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, or just call it confession and everyone will know what you're talking about. That being said, the concept of reconciliation is a very important one for us as Christians, not in regards to the sacrament directly, but think about what St. Paul had to say in our second reading today. When he talked about the work of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation. In fact, he used the word five times in that short little reading. So if he uses the word five times, you probably better pay attention to what he's saying. You know, this is what our Lord did for us upon the cross. He brought us who had been separated from God back together with God through his cross and resurrection. And that is what the mission that he gave to the church, to reunify God and man. And that is a mission that's given to each and every one of us as Christians, both for our own part and for the sake of our brothers and sisters, to be reconciled in God so that we may live in communion with him now and for all time in heaven. Now, what separates us from God? Sin. It's very simple. Sin is what separates us from God. It erects a wall between God and us. Now, if we wish to be reconciled with God, if we wish to have our sins forgiven, if we wish to return to him, then we have to admit our sins. We can't just say, everything's fine with me. I don't need to confess anything. I have yet to run into a single person who didn't need to go to confession at least once a year. Usually a good deal more than that. Admit your sins, confess them, repent of them. Because sin will make you miserable. It'll make you miserable in this world. You know, think about people who are mired in sin. And if you die in that state, guess what? You're going to be miserable forever in hell. Think about the snotty younger brother in today's gospel parable. Yeah, wasn't he a piece of work? Dad, I wish you were dead. Give me half your stuff. Then he takes his inheritance, and what does he do? He blows it. And certainly didn't his sins make him miserable? Feeding the pigs, starving, looking at the pig slop and saying, you know, that looks pretty good. It was good for him that he was miserable because it was the beginning of his repentance. But you don't have to let it go that far. You can avoid the rush and you can seek forgiveness now before the misery sets in. And not just from big sins, but also from little sins. Have you ever told yourself, oh, it's just a venial sin, I don't need to worry about it? Yes, yes you do. Because while venial sins do not break our relationship with God, they certainly pave our way to bigger sins. So remove all sins as to be close to God, as close to God as possible. Go to confession, do your penance, and strive for holiness each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now, unfortunately, I need to make an announcement. As of August 1st, I will no longer be your pastor. I've been appointed to be the pastor of St. Ambrose down in Salt Lake. Not my choice, not my desire. If it had been up to me, I would stay with you lovely people for the rest of my life, and I would be buried right there underneath the floor of the church. But I don't have a tall, pointy hat, and so I don't get to make those decisions. Your next pastor, again, as of the 1st of August, will be Father Rene Rodias, who's currently the pastor at St. Olaf's in Bountiful. But we still have a few months to follow Jesus together, so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.